This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, November 7th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. SNAP funding has to go out today for November, judge says. China may have tough time meeting soybean targets, and senator says Trump will lose tariff power. Full SNAP funding for November must be made available today. USDA must make the full amount of SNAP funding needed for this month available to states today, a federal judge ruled late yesterday, saying that the SNAP funding crisis never should have happened and expressing sympathy for people who are going without food. U.S. District Judge John McConnell Jr. took the government to task for delaying even partial payments. He ordered USDA to use Section 32 nutrition funding to supplement the SNAP contingency fund in order to make the full amount for November available. He also said USDA had been disingenuous in arguing that Section 32 can't be used because it would threaten school meals funding. Section 32 isn't used just for child nutrition funding, McConnell said. And even after removing approximately $4 billion to supplement the contingency fund, there would be about $19 billion left over, enough to pay for school meals through the spring, he said. The defendant's argument that forcing it to use Section 32 funds will cause children to go hungry is incredible, contrary to the evidence, and implausible, he said. The government promptly filed a notice of appeal to the First Circuit Court of Appeals. The problem with partial payments. State SNAP officials have said that calculating partial benefits will take longer than simply providing the full payments to people, perhaps weeks. McConnell had ordered USDA to expeditiously resolve any problems with providing the partial amount, but said in court yesterday the department had not done so. China will have to break past habits to meet soybean targets, a report says. If China is going to live up to its commitment to buy 12 million tons of U.S. soybeans for the rest of the year, 25 million tons in subsequent years, it will have to break with past habits, a new study argues. Researchers at North Dakota State University argue that the 25 million ton target is more realistic than the Phase 1 agreement's aspirational buying targets. But to fulfill its commitments, they argue, Beijing will have to buck market conditions, which it has not typically done. Chinese soybean purchases are closely tied to relative pricing, the authors write in their monthly trade monitor. China buys U.S. soybeans when they are competitively priced compared to Brazilian alternatives. U.S. soybeans are now subject to 13% tariffs on the Chinese market, Brazil at 3%. Accordingly, whether China meets its targets will depend on whether it makes purchases beyond market-driven demand, which it has not done since 2018. Klobuchar, Trump's going to lose tariff power. Senator Amy Klobuchar, a lawyer who's the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee and senior member of the Judiciary Committee, predicts the Supreme Court will strike down President Donald Trump's use of a 1977 rule to impose his sweeping tariffs. Klobuchar, who attended the court's oral arguments in person, noted on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers that several conservative justices expressed doubt that the Emergency Powers Law authorized Trump to implement the tariffs. I don't think that Justice Neil Gorsuch could have been clear in his view of what the Constitution says, and I think you heard a number of judges that just feel skeptical, she said. Klobuchar expects the court to issue its ruling by the end of the year. She knows that there are other Trump laws Trump can use to implement tariffs. She says it's important for farmers to keep letting policymakers know the impact that the retaliation by trading partners can have on U.S. agriculture. Newsmakers anchor Lydia Johnson also was joined by two trade policy experts to talk about the case and Trump's trade policy. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Apples to oranges. Walmart's Thanksgiving meal ain't like last year. President Donald Trump says Thanksgiving dinner at Walmart's 25% cheaper this year than last year. There's a catch, however. The retail giant's meal, which has been touted by President Trump to show the administration is delivering on affordability, has fewer and different items than last year. In announcing the meal back on October 21st, Walmart called its best offer yet and touted the price of the Butterball turkey at 97 cents a pound. The company said it was the lowest price since 2019, but last year's list had a frozen turkey at 88 cents a pound. Last year's meal also had a pecan pie and a pie crust with pumpkin filling. This year's list has the crust and pumpkin filling, also missing whipped topping. Onion, celery, and sweet potatoes are also absent from this year's Thanksgiving meal. Trump has said publicly this week that the Walmart meal cost 25% less than last year. Walmart, however, did not make that claim in announcing the meal. In a market intel report last month, the American Farm Bureau Federation said consumers should brace for higher turkey prices since economic factors as well as disease challenges have driven wholesale turkey prices up about 40%. Pelosi to retire, leaving mixed legacy with ag. California is losing yet another leader in Washington with Representative Nancy Pelosi's announcement yesterday of her retirement. Pelosi said she won't seek re-election next year, opening up a competitive race in a progressive stronghold. The 85-year-old lawmaker has represented San Francisco since 1987 and held the speaker's gavel from 2007 to 2011 and then from 2019 to 2023. In a video message to constituents, she shared gratitude and said she looks forward to her final year of service. Her tenure was marked by significant legislative accomplishments such as the Affordable Care Act, major infrastructure and climate bills, and leading the House during two impeachment proceedings of Donald Trump. Pelosi also was instrumental in rolling out Prop 50, California's redistricting initiative, and delayed her announcement until after voters approved the ballot measure. For ag, Pelosi holds a mixed but consequential role in agriculture and rural issues. She has at times been a critical ally for farm groups and rural Democrats, playing a pivotal role in the 2007 energy bill that pushed the renewable fuel standard. But her backing of the 2009 cap and trade bill sparked worry among many in agriculture and at rural power cooperatives and contributed to the eventual breakdown of the legislation in the Senate. Rural Democrats and agriculture interests say Pelosi's greatest strength lies in her ability to moderate the caucus and to keep it more progressive members from tilting policy in ways that could alienate rural regions. Representative Jim Costa told AgriPulse in 2019 that Pelosi was, quote, always practical and very focused on what it takes to keep folks together. Here's today's final word. The cattle ranchers are doing well. We're going to bring the beef prices down, and they understand that, even if we have to help them out. That President Donald Trump to reporters in the Oval Office yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, November 7th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.